Today's daf is daf. Hey, so I should have went a little two more lines yesterday. I didn't. I thought I went a little bit deeper, but we finish off just for the sake of completion. The Gemara in the very top of daf hey says that lok me ipcha. We were talking about yesterday whether talking about a woman who's shas vesta or ain't a shas vesta, whether we're more machmir l'mafreya, we're more makel only mikan l'haba. We wanted to know why not lok me ipcha, do the opposite way. Kevin dikel okme l'kula l'chumra. Since there are two ways to interpret the brayse, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, the din is l'chumra mokmin. We want to go l'chumra and take the most stringent approach. And I won't get back into it right now because it's a little bit more involved. You look through Rashi again. I apologize for not doing this yesterday about how this all fits in to what we discussed yesterday between the different brises of learning at B'shas Vesta versus Shalal Shas Vesta. Fine. Gemara now says three lines down. Katani, so it says, Katani, She'im tira Shalal B'shas Vesta metamim me'esleis. If she sees, a woman sees, Shalal B'shas Vesta, a woman has a Vesta, and she sees when she's not expected to see. So the din is, she's metame everything that she touched me'esleis in the past 24 hours, we assume they're tamei l'mafre. That's what the brises said. So the Gemara now is medayik taima de isha sheish la veset, only because we're dealing with a woman who has a veset. Is that what we say? Is that you go to mafreya who de pligi rabbanan? That's where the rabbanan are mechalik being ksama l'riyasa. Kesem is a stain. She's not expected to see. She sees a stain, and ri is when she sees. So we have to look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi writes, look at Rashi 5 or 4 narrow lines down. Shim tira v'chulu alma the tam de ksama. Mitami l'mefreya. The reason why Kesem's mitami l'mefreya, mishum de'ashkechan behu re'iyah t'mei l'mefreya. Because we find that when it comes to re'iyah, the re'iyah also is mitami l'mefreya. Kesem is only a din d'rabbanan. The only time a woman's really need the mederais is if she sees and she has a hargasha. We'll get to hargashas much later on. But if she only sees a stain and there's no hargasha, there's no hargasha, it's not really tami. Chacham said that a kesem makes a person tame, a woman tame. So we know every derabanan is kein deraisa tikkun, right? Kol detikkun derabanan kein deraisa tikkun. So we're going to use the model of re'iyah, which is a deraisa, to serve as a model for the kesem. So just like re'iyah is tamei l'mafreya, so to a kesem is tamei l'mafreya. The Hashtag Rashi says now lohavik sama chamer miriyasa. This way kesem is not any more chamer than re'iyah. V'shma mina, we learn from here di'isha di'eshla veset. A woman who has a vesset, who has a set time where she's expected to see, who the palig rabbanan, that's where rabbanan are mechalik bein ksama l'riyasa, between a stain and between seeing, meaning what? The ksama, if she sees a kesem, metami l'mafreya, she's metami l'mafreya, ubiriyasa, when she sees, when she's expected to see, dayashayati, she only sees, she's only metami moving forward, mishum debiriyasa, shlobashas vesta ashkechan, tumal l'mafreya. Let me explain what's going on here. If a woman sees, a woman has a vesset, so if she sees the day, let's say today is the 29th of the month. So she sees every 29th of the month. If she sees today, she sees a re'iyah, she's only tamei mikan l'haba. But let's say she sees, not a kesem, but she has a re'iyah when she's not expected to see. She sees on the tesvav of the month. So that re'iyah, since it's shelo b'shas veset, she's matami l'mafreya. So we see a re'iyah exists l'mafreya. So to a kesem is modeled after the re'iyah shelo b'shas vesta, because a kesem is what you see when you don't expect to see. So just like a re'iyah b'shelo b'shas vesta veset is a matami l'mafreya, so to a kesem is matami l'mafreya. So that's the din. So then the Gemara says, Hashar nashim, other women, she'amru chachamim dayin shaitin, where women that the chachamim say that the other women who only see dayin shaitin, they're only tamei moving forward regardless of what they see. Those four women we mentioned the other day, a basula, a muberes, a menekes, a zakena, those women who are not expected to see at all, whenever they see their dam, they're only tamei mekanu lahaba, there is never a real mefreya for them. So according to them, so the kesem for them could only be mekanu lahaba. For them, Rashi Gemara says, Nashim, Shar Nashim, Shamu Chachamim, Dain Shaitan, Kshamim Kuriyasim. The way it works again is the model, the din of Kesem, could it be like the Re'iyah exists? So the four women who are only Tamei Mikan Laba, so the Kesem can't be any more Mu'achmir than the Re'iyah, so Kesem's also only Mikan Laba. It's only the other women who regularly see that there is a possibility if they see a Re'iyah when they shouldn't be seeing, we say Tamei L'mafreya, so to the Kesem is Tamei L'mafreya. That's the din that comes out from this. So the Gemara wants to know now, money, who is the author of this din, who authored this halacha? Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, he de Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishim Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, ka nashim ksamim tamei l'mafreya. All women, All women, that's women in general who have regular rios, regular cycles, their kesem is matami lamafraya. And not only all women, but even the nashim shamru chacham dayin shaitan, the four women who are singled out that only dayin shaitan, which is the muberes, menekes, the zakena, and the basula, even those, the din is that dayin shaitan, ksamim kiryasan, their kesem is also like their ri'iyah, in that just like their ri'iyah of those four women are only mikanu laba, so to the kesem is only mikanu laba. That's the Tanakama. With one exception, chutz mitinokes except for a young girl who sees when she's not expected to see, a very young girl, a five-year-old, let's say, who's not expected to see dam at all, and she sees dam, there, even her kesem will not be tummy at all. There again, chutz mitinoka shelo higiyas manaliros, sheafilu sadin and shelo miluchlochen badam. Even if her sheets are full of blood, ain choshish and la, she's too young to assume that it's a dam nida. If we assume it came from some other source, wherever that source might be, we don't even care where the source is, she's too young, and that's a case where kesem isn't tummy at all. What comes out from all this is that there are really three dinim of ksamim. There's either a din of a kesem of a regular woman, who the kesem is metami l'mafraya. Then there's a second category of the four women who are only mikanu laba tamei, that the kesem's also mikanu laba. And then there's a tinoko shelo giyismana, the girls are too young, the kesem isn't mitame at all. That's what comes out from this halacha. That's the shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos. So the Gemara says, umi islay Rabbi Chanina kesem klal. Does Rabbi Chanina really hold of kesem at all? Is that really this din he holds this way? And when it comes, Rashi points out, when it comes to the four women who are not expected to see a menekes, a muberes, a zakena, and a besula, those four who don't expect to see dam, that we said before that if they see a kesem, they're tamei mikan laba. Does he really hold of ksamim by those four women? Vatani, the Braisa tells us, kol anashim ksamim tamei. All women in general, that's generally women, not the exceptions, the kesem is tamei. The Nashim Shamru Chachamim Dain Shaitan, the four women who are the exception, who are only Tameh moving forward, their din is Ksamim Tameh according to the Tanakhama. They also have a din of a Kesem. But Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, Nashim Shamru Chachamim Dain Shaitan, those four women, Ein Lem Kesem, they have no Kesem. Stains don't apply to them at all. They're completely Tahor. So this goes against what we said above, that Rabbi Chanina does hold of a Kesem by these four women who are Dain Shaitan. My love is not to be understood, ein lam kesem klal, that there is no kesem at all to these four women. Gemara says, lo. Ein lam kesem limafreya, meaning that there's no staining for them, limafreya. Aval yesham kesem mikan la'ba, granted these four women, if they see a stain, they will be tameh moving forward, and that is consistent with what he had said above. So Gemara says, now if that's the sheet of Rabbi Chanina, mechla de tanakama savar afilu limafreya, that even Lamafreya, the Tanakhama holds that there is a din, right? Bichanina says there's no kesem. What that means is there's no kesem Lamafreya. So when Chacham say that there is a kesem, that means there is a kesem Lamafreya. Would anyone say a kesem goes back Lamafreya, even for these Arba Nashim, even for the four women who are dying Shaitan? Gemara says, in, yes. That is the din. Shitas Rabbi Meir, he who's machmir gavik ksamim, he's very machmir for ksamim, that even though these four women, if they were to see a dam, ria, it would only be mekan laba, their ksamim would actually be metameh lemafreya. So where do you find that Rabbi Meir is so machmir by ksamim? Desani, the Braisa teaches us that kol nashim ksamim tameh lemafreya, the nashim shamu chachamim, yet those women who are the singled out, those four women, are only dying shaitan, ksamim tamei limafreya. Their stains are mitamei, that which they touch, limafreya meis leis, divrei Rabbi Meir. While Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos omer, nashim shamru chacham dayin shaitan, those four women who have the din of ri'iyah, only mikan laba, only dayin shaitan, their ksamim are kriyasan, in that just like the ri'iyah is only mikan laba for these four women, so too the ksamim are only mikan laba. So we see this machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina, whether ksamim by the four nashim are tamei mikan laba only, or even mitamei lemafreya. And then the Braisa just concludes that Tinoko Shishigiyas Manaliros, the young girls who reach the age where they're expected to see Damnida, Yesham Kesem, there is a din of a Kesem for them. The Shalogiyas Manaliros, if they're too young, they're not the age of expecting to see Dam at all, then Ein Lem Kesem, the din of Kesem doesn't apply to them. The Amosai, what's the din? Amosai Giyas Manaliros, what's the age when a girl reaches that she's expected to see Dam? Mishigiyah Yemei Neurim, when she reaches the age of Neurim, which is the age of Anar, which is around 11 and a half or so. So that would be the shear of a Giyas Mana liros.
Nowadays we hold that milberes, if she sees a kesem, she's tam. If it's clear that it's.
Well, remember this. All these halachas, I never mentioned this, but when it comes to nida, there are two different ramifications. There's the tumah aspect, and then there's the issa labayla. Right. So nowadays, this whole conversation of tumah, it's not relevant bismarazah.
But if a pregnant woman sees a kesem, she has.
If we know that it came from, if it came from the, if,
even though there's no chance that she's
exactly
in her period.
Right. So there are exceptions. Sometimes they do. Sometimes there could be down from the uterus, and then therefore that would render a nida. Very, very rare. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Mishameshes be'edim." So a woman who's mishameshes, who uses edim, which are bedika cloths to check both before and after tashmish. So these serve as a bedika. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ad shel ed shelefnei hatashmish." The ed, the cloth that was used to check prior to tashmish, ein memayet. Pikapikida. I mean, if she did a bedika prior to Tashmish to make sure she was tar, that bedika is not really a good bedika with regards to Tumah Vatara. Why not? Why wasn't that a good bedika? Gemara explains, my time, Amarev Katina Mitoch Shemuhu Melabesa, because she was very quick. Rashi explains here, it's Rashi around 10 airlines up, Mimaheris Lashamish. She was doing a quick check just to, because she was going to have Tashmish. It wasn't really done with proper intent, and therefore we can't rely on this in terms of that saying she was really tar with respect to the taros she may have touched. So Gemara says, So she was going fast. What's the big deal? So who cares? She still did a bedika. Gemara says, because the bedika is necessary, since she was rushing, the proper way to do bedika has to be very thorough. And since it wasn't done thorough, and that they were pressured, she was pressured for time, therefore we can't use this as a proper bedika for the lachas of Taros. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Tanan, HaMishamesh is be'edim, one who checks before Tashmish with Edim, HaRezeh Kipakida. This does serve as a good Pekida, it does serve as a good Bedika, that we could assume everything she touched prior to this was completely Tahar. So what are the two, what are be'edim, why are there two Edim, why are there two cloths, why are there two Bedikos? My lav chalaf ne Tashmish, chalaf lachar Tashmish. The two be'edim that are referring to is one before Tashmish, one after Tashmish. So we see from the Mishnah that the Bedika prior to Tashmish is sufficient for a good pekida. Mar says, no, that's not the case, but it's not before and after Tashmish. What are the two bedikos? Lo, idi v'idi lachar Tashmish. Both bedikos are taking place after Tashmish. V'echad lo, v'echad lo. One's for him and one's for her. Those two bedikos serve as good bedikos, that they're both tahor, they're both tahor. So Gemara says, Kidatan, like the Mishnah tells us, that Derech Benos Yisrael Mishameshesh B'Shnei Edim Echalov Echalov. This is the practice of women, that they use a bedika, one for him, one for her. So Gemara says, hi, Mai, let's understand, why is there one for her, one for him? So Eve Amrit Mishlema, if you're going to say, it makes sense, Chalaf Nei Tashmish, Chalaf Achar Tashmish, if you were to interpret the Mishnah, that one's before Tashmish, and one's after Tashmish, I see the Chiddush here. Itzrich, what's the Chiddush? Because Saka Daitech Amin, I would have thought, Mitoch Shem Uhum Lebeisa, because she's so rushed, though Batka Shapir wasn't a good bedika, Kamash Rolan, to teach us, Harezu Pekida, it's a good bedika. If you would have interpreted that way, I would have understood the Chiddush, but you're not. But Ella, now that you're saying that both bedikas are taking place, both the edim are taking place after the tashmish, pshita, it's obvious. Of course, what's the chiddush there? That after the tashmish, there's no rush anymore. So of course, it's a good bedika. So mal de tema, what would you have thought? Shema tira tipas dam kechardel. Perhaps there was a little a drop of blood. The din, we're going to learn this later on a few times, but even a dam kechardel, which either means a blood the size of a mustard seed or even the color of a mustard seed, but we'll assume it's the size, even a small drip of blood will render a woman a nida, that's a ria. When it comes to a kesem, a stain, so then a stain, the size makes a difference. It has to be more than a gris. When it comes to ria, even a small ria, even a tiny kechardel, that will render a nida. So it's possible there was a tipas dam kechardel, and the hargasha was masked by the tashmish, v'tichapena shechazer, and the shechazer perhaps covered up the dam and hid it, so you weren't able to see that, so maybe you should say the bedika after the tashmish shouldn't be good. That's the chiddush kamash malan, that we don't assume that way, and even though there's a chashash that the shechazer is mechapa the dam kachardel, still we could rely on both bedikos after the tashmish, and that's the chiddush. But before the tashmish, we don't rely on such a bedika. So Gemara then says, last few lines of the Amud here, Ibai Seima, another suggestion is, what are the two bedikos? Ibai Seima, Shtei bedikos, Atzrichu Rabbanan, the two need, two bedikos that Chachamim required, Chad lefnei tashmish, Chad lacha tashmish, one was before, one was after, and you can rely on both of them. V'chi katani harezu kepekida, that when we say that the pekida, that it works, is alacha tashmish, that referring to the one afterwards, meaning, well, the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying is there are two bedikos, but we really only rely on one of them, which is the one after the tashmish. So Gemara says, v'ha hamishameshes katani. Doesn't say hamishameshes, which implies, Rashi says, it's not a chiva. Hamishameshes, one who decides to do mishameshes, one who decides to do a check. So that's fine. But if we're saying now it's a chiv, it should say mishameshes. So look at Rashi just to explain this question a little bit clearer. Rashi says two wide lines down, v'ha mishameshes katani, the lav lashon chovahu. Al machad katani umishim harezu kpekida nakila v'hachi kamar v'isha mishemeshes be'edim. One, a woman who decides to on her own voluntarily decides to mishemeshes using edim beforehand harezu kpekida. That's like a pekida v'akama namikai. It's referring to even the first one, even lifnei tashmish diabasa l'chuda rishon lamuskev. It's referring to the one afterwards. Why mention the one before it? And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say ha mishameshes. It should write katani nami u mishameshes, which means Rashi says tani u mishameshes without the hay v'tarti mili nina. The two things that are going on here. Hachi kamar mitzvah ala leil l'shamesh be'edim. There's a mitzvah to be mishameshes with edim with bedikos v'hare pekida abasa. And the hare, when it says hare pekida, that's referring to the abasa. The kamalo nakula, the first one wasn't on the radar when it came to which one qualified as a bedikos. What's going on here is two dinim again. Number one is women are required to do a bedika before and afterwards. That's a one chiv. And in terms of which qualifies for a real bedika regarding taros, only the second one qualifies. Hare, the last one, hare abasa, is kibbikida. Just to make sure, for Tasha's perfect, Issa Labailo.
No influence in Taurus at all.
Exactly. But in terms of the Issa Labailo, just to be a safe, even though it's not a full bona fide bidika, just an extra caution. She really doesn't have to do this, but an extra caution. The Gemara now says, Mima'etas ayad me'esleis. So we had said several times already that the way a woman can minimize the impact it has when she becomes Tame on how it affects the Taurus, either it's decreased by 24 hours. No longer than 24 hours will we contaminate any tyros, or by a pekida, or by a bedika. So those are two ways to minimize the amount of time. So Gemara says, I understand Hashem Eisla Eisma Me'etas, now that you've established that 24 hours, which sounds arbitrary, that we don't go back more than 24 hours, that's good enough, there's a limit, as we won't be metame more than 24 hours. So now, Mipkida Bekida Mibaile, so certainly a real bedika, a real pekida where there's a real check, it's not just arbitrarily 24 hours, we won't go back more. She did a bedika in the morning, of course that's going to protect all the taros before him. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, Mipkida Bekida Mibaile? So ask the Gemara, answer, no, Mal, the same, what would I have thought? The reason why Rabban went back 24 hours is because they were concerned to contaminate so much so far back. They wanted to protect the Taros. They said, we're only going to go so far back 24 hours. But comes to Pekida, Aval, Mipkida, Pekida, to go back from the evening to the morning, so maybe we'd say, ah, not a big deal. So we lost 12 hours of Taros, not the biggest deal. Maybe there, they didn't say a Pekida would work. Even though, again, logically, a Pekida is much more reliable because you did a real evidence, there's no dam, then Mesa Ace, there's no evidence, it's just the arbitrary time. Still, if you just focus on the time frame of things, 24 hours versus 12 hours, maybe they didn't care about the 12 hours and maybe could ignore the Bedika. That's the Havim, you know? Kamashallah, then no. Since a Bedika is a real Bedika, it's a real Adis, that there is no Tumah, even though it's only protecting 12 hours of Taros, that's still a good enough reason, and therefore the Chiddush is that we do rely on the Bedika to protect all the Taros prior to this.
It's not easy.
Is that what you said again?
It's not an easy understanding explanation.
The Havamina.
Yeah.
To change how.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, of course, the Pekida is...
Yeah, it's a Gemara's question. So, right. So the Havamina is not a strong Havamina in a Chanami.
Okay.
I don't say the answer. So what's the 12 hours that you're losing?
No, because if I do bedika in the Marav, I find myself tame. She finds herself tame, but she did a good bedika in the Shacharis 12 hours earlier. So maybe you should say, ignore the bedika in the Shacharis and go back another 12 hours, ignoring time of those.
Hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
so, yeah, only 24 hours. What's the big deal? Yeah. To make it equal, it's easy to understand. Where it says, no, if there's a bedika, we rely on the bedika, and you can protect the 12 hours before, and it's significant. Mar now says, three lines down here, number B, it's Keta Dayashaita. So what's the Keta Dayashaita? So the Mishnah had this case here. Just back for 1 second here. The Mishnah at the end on Daf Bay said the woman was sitting on the bed. Bamita and Asuka Bataros, and they were dealing with Taros on the bed, and she and a couple other women who pierced her, and then she separated from the bed, Rasa, and then she saw blood after she got off the bed. The din was she's Tameh, but the Taros are Tahor, because she only saw the blood after leaving. So now the Gemara says, "Lami le misnei ha'isa yoshevus b'mita." What's the case of a mita? It's a strange case. She's sitting in a bed dealing with taros. Just say she was osik b'taros. What's the significance of the mita? So Gemara says, "Ha'isa yoshevus b'mita v'asaka b'taros lisnei ha'isa asuka b'taros v'zehu." And Pirusha, she separated from the taros and Rasa. What's the din of the mita? So Gemara says, "Hakamashmal." This teaches us the time did dayashaita only because she is a din of dayashaita that she's tamei moving forward. Ha me'es le'es, had it been a din of me'es le'es, that she's metame even le'mafreya, so the din is that nami mita nami metame, that the bed also would have been tame. Meaning she's a situation, she's a woman who is dayashaita. She's a woman who has a veset, and she saw the right time, so the woman of the veset, she's only dayashaita. So the bed's also dayashaita. But had it been a case where it's a no veset, and she's metame me'es le'es, we would have said that the mita is also metame me'es le'es, and there's a din of a mishka, a woman who sits on a bed, sits on a bench, the din is that that item becomes tame as well. And it's so tame, the mishkava Moshe of a nida who sits on it, so tame that if I were to touch this bed, not only am I tame from the bed, but even my begadim are tame as well. So that's the chiddush, even the mita would have been tame. So Gemara says, Messiah Le Ziri, this supports the Shita of Ziri, Damar Ziri, Me'es Le'es, Shabanida, a woman who's Nida, and the din would be to be Tame, even Me'es Le'es, the past 24 hours, she's also Mishkav Moshe of the Tame Adam, the Tame Begadim. So strong is the Tumah Me'es Le'es that even the bed will be rendered Tame to be Matame, another person, and his Begadim that he's wearing. So Gemara says, wait a second. Does this all make sense, Michti? Hai Mita, Davar Shembo Das Lishal. This mita is an object, which means you can't ask questions to it. You can't inquire anything from it. And we have a din we saw yesterday's daf, the chodavar shein bodasli shoyel, anything that's an object that you can't ask questions to, if it's a suffix, tahor, it's a suffix tahor. We don't know when she was tame. We don't know when she was nida. So it's a suffix. On the mita, the din should be that's tame, it should be tahor. How could you say that the bed is metame meis leis? So Gemara explains, Targuma Ziri. Ziri explains that no. Kishe Chavroseh, no seis osa bimita. It's a strange case. But her friends are carrying her on a bed. So now now even though the bed is still the subject matter here, and it's an object, it's still nonetheless, the Gemara explains that the Havile Yad Chavroseh, that the bed is viewed as an extension of the women who are holding it. When someone holds something, even though the object is an object, if they hold it, it's viewed as an extension of them, and therefore it's considered Kedas, Kedavar Sheyesha Bodas Lishael. Gemara says, Vahasha, now that we establish Hasha Damar of Yochanan, that now that Yochanan said, a Safik Tuma Haba Bidi Adam Nishalan Aleha, that if it's a Safik Tuma, that comes in someone's hand, he's holding something, and there's a suffix about the status of that. Rashi just gives an example to bring it to life a little bit. Look at Rashi, Hababi de Adam, Kigon Zu, the Tuma Ayadaba, the Tuma came about through her. Ukigon Nose Sheretz Biado, that he's carrying a Sheretz. Safik Naga Bechli Hamunach Agabekarka, not sure if the Sheretz he's holding touched the Kli on the ground, the Safik Lo Naga, maybe didn't touch it. Even though the person wasn't osik in the kli itself, hametame that's being possibly tame, hold the tuma ba al yide adam. Since the tuma is in his hand, savik naga tuma bekli savik lo naga chashrina lo. Can we consider this kimo sheyesh bo das lishal ubrishis yachid sveika would be tame?
I'm sorry. What's the case here? There is a kli on the floor and he's carrying the sheretz on his hand.
Exactly.
So what's the havamina that what that.
The kli, it's a suffix.
The
kli, the sheretz, he may have touched it. The sheretz may have touched the kli. We don't know if it touched the kli or not. The suffix.
But it could be, the sheretz on his hand.
Yeah, but he was moving his hand around. He may have touched the kli. He didn't touch the kli. There's a suffix.
And he's not touching he's not touching the kli on the floor.
He doesn't, we don't know.
It's munach on the floor.
Right, it's munach on the floor. He may have touched it, may not have touched it. Someone said, oh, you touched it. Maybe you didn't touch it. We don't know what happened. And if he didn't touch it, clearly it's tahor. And if he did touch it, it's tame. But some suffix came about. We thought he may have touched it. So now the din would be, well, it cleaves with davar shein bo das li shoyl. And the suffix of davar shein bo das li shoyl is a tower. But since the tumah is in the hand of a person, we view that as a davar sheyesh bo das li shoyl, and we say the din is it's tameh. So the Gemara says again, Hashu damar Rabbi Yochanan. Now that Rabbi Yochanan says, suffix tumah haba bidei adam. Suffix tumah that comes about because of a person, it's considered nishal maleh. Afil b'chli munach agavi karka, even though the kli, the subject matter, is on the floor and he's not holding the kli, it's kemisha yesh b'das lishol. So the Gemara said, based on this, Ava Pishain Chavar said, no sasasa b'mita. Now that we established that, even if the women were not holding it, since the tumah came about because of a woman, because of the nita herself, so then we view the mita, even though the mita is munach agavi karka, it's still viewed as a davar sheyesh b'das lishol.
Because and the source is
exactly. The source is Bobby Dale. Exactly. 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 If it's just a sheretz walking by, right. Then that's right. Not. But if it's a human being, a zav, a nida, or even a human holding a sheretz, all that would be the din of considered ki davar sheyesh bo das lishol. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here. It says that Guf Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tzavik Tuma Haba Bidei Adam Nisham Aleh. You can ask questions if the Tuma came about because of a human. V'yafil b'chli munach agabe karka, like we just said. K'mi sheish b'das lisho. So the Gemara asks a question. Meisive haya misati b'taliso. The guy was wrapping himself in a talis and had a very, very far reach. And v'taros v'tuma b'tzido. And he had taros on one side and tuma on the other side. V'taros v'tuma is in lamala mirosha. And there's tuma v'tara above him. And savik naga, savik lo naga. Unclear whether he touched it or whether he didn't touch it. The din is his tahor. So look at Rashi. Just explain the case a little bit better. Rashi says haya misati b'taliso v'taros b'tzido. Who are you, Tami? The guy was Tami. Safek Time Taros, unclear whether this person was Tame touched the Taros and Mimertame them or not. Bitalis Kishig Biwa Ksefa, when he lifted the Talis above his shoulders, Safek Lo Naga, weren't sure whether he touched the Taros or not. Oh, Tameos Bitsido, or perhaps another case, there's something in Tame next to him. Kigon Sheretz. Who Tarv? Now the guy is Taro, but he's next to that which is Tame. And Safek Nidma Taliso, Safek Lo Nidma. So two different scenarios of whether the guy is Tame, is Matame something else, or whether he became Tame from a Sheretz. So the din is we say Tahor. And the Gemara Rashi explains further, he's Tahor. Kasaka Daidach, the Afilu Rishisha Yachid, even if it's Rishisha Yachid, he's Tahor. Mishum de Havi Davar, Shembo Dash Lisho, because the Talis is something that is an object. You can't ask questions to the Talis. Viavagav de Babi de Adam, even though the guy's holding it, or the Tumah comes from the guy himself, you can't ask questions to the Talis. Vitaros, Munachas Agabe Karka, Vain Ochsen Beyadah, he's not holding on them, Ainishan Aleim, you can't ask questions. So we see from here that even that which he's holding, or the Tumah comes about because of him, we don't assume this din of Kedavar Sheba's Asli Lishayim.
So is it just two cases? One that there were two Muslims?
Two different cases, yeah.
It's not that both.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, so this is the question again, V'im Ef Shar Elmke Nagatame, but if it's a case, it's impossible that he didn't touch it. He was in such a position, he must have touched the Tumah, so then we assume it's Tameh. It's only if there's a real suffix do we say Tahar. Comes along further. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Omer Lo Shina. We say, no, do it again. I mean, repeat yourself. Put the towels back on. We're going to pay more attention and observe whether you touched it or didn't touch it. That's his suggestion. And Mishona. Gemara says, we don't do that. We don't repeat, like try to reenact it because maybe he does it slightly different than before. So we can't do that. That doesn't work. So then the Gemara says, that's the conversation. So in the end of the day, Amai, why is the din of Safek in this case Tahor? Ha Safek Tumah Haba Bidei Adam. Is this not a case where the Tumah comes about because of the person? So shouldn't that be a din of a Kedavar Sheish Bo Das Lishol? Gemara says no. Bar Minei, except for this case, Hahu Detani Rav Hoshaya B'Shusha Yochid Sveiko Tameh B'Shusha Rabim Tahor. This case is different. Why is this case different? So if you look, Rashi didn't say anything here. I think this din would be, I think it just, Shitas Rav Hoshaya argues on this premise, and he holds that no, we don't go based on this din of that which is above me, the Adam. He still assumes it's Kedavar She'em Modas Lishol, and therefore it's based on Rishios, which is Yachav versus Rishios Rabim. And what comes out is there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Hoshaya, whether or not you say this din of HaTumah HaBa Bidei Adam. Okay, let's go a little bit further now. I know it's getting a little bit late. So Gemara said it's as follows. It goes a little quick, I think. Gufa Amar Zeiri Meis Leish Shabanina Osa Mishka VeMoshe VeLatami Adam LaTami Begadim. We said before that if it's a situation where a woman's nida and we were saying that she's tamei meis leish, even the bed that she was on is also tamei. It's so tamei that bed is metamei Adam and the begadim that he's wearing. So Gemara says, is that really true? Eini v'ha ki asa avimi mi bei chazoi, when avimi came from the house of chazoi, asa v'aisi masnitzi, he presented a brisa to us. B'yade meis leis, the brisa says as follows: meis leis benida, that woman who's nida and she's tame, even meis leis mishkava u'moshava kimaga, the bed that she was on is only tumas kimaga. What does that mean? My love, ma maga lo matami adam, af mishkava lo matami adam. So if a person were to touch, or let's say a kli, a woman touches a regular kli. So that's called tumas maga. Now a kli that the woman touches can't be matame a person. Only, we should review that. I never mentioned this before, but it's a very important din to understand how tuma works. There are really four categories of that which becomes tame. There's adam, there's begadim, it's called kalim. Could be even not lavdaf off clothing and any utensil. Adam begadim, and then there's Michael and Mishmashke, the food and drink. Now, food and drink can become tummy much easierly than man and kalim. Food and liquids, you know, it gets dirty very easily. So even small, even a vlad tumah can contaminate something. So imagine you have a woman who's a nida. So she's a nida, and now she touches this box here. This is now tummy. This is called the Rishon L'Tumah. Now this Rishon L'Tumah cannot be Metame Adam and Begadim. Adam and Begadim are only Tame, or Adam and Kalim are only Tame from the source, Avotumah. Rishon L'Tumah can be Metame Adam and Kalim, but can be Metame Ochel Mashke. Food and liquid can become Tame. So now what they're saying here is, when Anita is on a Mishka of a Moshev, she's on a bench, she's on a bed, that's only Kimaga. It's compared to touching this, which is a Rishon L'Tumah. And Rishon L'Tumah cannot be Metame a person and Begadim. So how could Zeiri above say? That's imagine a different din. But it's just simply a Rishon L'Tumah. So how could Zeiri above say that the Mishkav Moshev of a Nida is Metame Adam and Begadim if the Braisa says that the Mishkav Moshev is only the Kimaga, it's only that which I touched, and which only Rishon, and a Rishon L'Tumah cannot make an Adam and Kalim Tame. So the Gemara explains, so my love again, ma maga lo metame adam, just like a maga, that which is a maga from anida, which is a rishon latuma, is not metame adam af mishkava. So to the bed that she was on from this brisa is also lo metame adam. It can also not be metame adam. So how could Zeiri go against this brisa? So Amar Rava, Rava says, wait a second, v'tizra, does this all make sense at all? V'kavachomer, don't we have a kavachomer, which is as follows: ma kli cheres hamukaf tzamid psil. There's a din, a special din of how kli cheres is a whole another category of tumah, but there's a special din when it comes to, we know when the mace is in a room, there's an ohel, so a mace is matame everything that's in the room, except a kli cheres, a pottery, earthenware pot that's completely sealed, it's protecting that object. So there's a special din based on the pasuk. So the Gemara says, a kal vachomer, ma kli cheres hamukav sumit psil, that's completely sealed off, hanitzel be'ol ha-mace, it's protected from an ohel mace. But if anida were to touch a kli cheres tzmid psil, it would be tame from anida, which even meis leis, even the inside, yeah. Based on if she moves it, the moving of a anida or a zav is more severe than the tumas ohel. So then, mishkavos and moshavos, beds and benches, she'eno nitzalim be'ol ha'meis, is not protected from an ol ha'meis. If there's a mace in the same room, the benches are all tameh. Eino din she'eno til meis leis, shemenida, is it not sensible to say that it also should not be protected from anida meis leis, meaning it should be tameh, even meis leis? So this kavachomer makes sense. So really, we should say a mishkav moshav of anida should be tameh, a full tumah meis leis. But the ha'avimi mebeya chazai masnisa kamer. But he brung a brisa. So great, you have a very nice kavachomer that sounds like the Mishka Moshev should be tamei adam and tamei begadim. But there's a brisa. Gemara says the brisa should be understood as follows. Ema, maybe the brisa should be tweaked. In mishkava u'moshava, the bed and the bench that they need to sat on is kimaga atma, referring to that herself. Meaning, if a woman nida, if she touches an adam, if she touches a begadim, then she's metame. We're not talking about the maga, the rishon of the nida. We're talking about the nida who are touching itself. That when you touch a nida, you're tame. So too, when you touch a mishka moshev, the adam becomes tame. And now we say ma maga asma metame adam. Just like if a nida herself, she touches, she's the avatuma. She touches a man, if she's latame begadim, she metame the begadim as well. So to af mishkava moshava, the bench and the bed that which she was on is also Matami Adam Matami Begadim, even May Ace Lace. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow.
Sorry.
No, it's the same thing.